Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. We adore you, Christ, we bless you, because by your cross you have redeemed the world. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Jesus also said, when he was raised up from the earth, he would attract people towards him. John chapter 12, verse 32. We know that all the crosses that we are enduring, we share part of the suffering of Christ, so that together with him, we offer that for the salvation of the world. The more we suffer, the more we give thanks, because Jesus trusts you that you share part of his suffering. Many times we just complain, "Why God give me this grace, this cross, these difficulties, these family problems, these personal problems, is never ending." It's not true that God wants us to suffer. God wants us, through our suffering, to get with Christ. We offer those suffering for the salvation of the world. You are part of the suffering of Christ. We are invited. God loves us so that we can share more the life of Christ. Not, of course, not for ourselves. All the suffering in the hand of Jesus is for the sinners. If someone converted, it's because some of us offer our suffering to get with Christ, so that this person have the light, have the strength to go ahead. We thank the Lord, give us so much graces through the little crosses of daily life, so that we more consciously offer them for the salvation of our brothers and sisters. Jesus knows us. Whatever he gives us, we have is for sufficient grace to carry them. First of all, don't be afraid. First of all, thank the Lord because Jesus loves us, so that He allowed us to share part of His life for the salvation of the world. We are so close to Him, although at times we just complain why so many sufferings. We forgot through these sufferings we are more united with Christ, or we are more Christ-like. So in each moment we can offer them for our people who are in need. Thank you, Jesus, that we can share your life. Thank you, Jesus. Our peace doesn't come from no suffering, but we know through the suffering, we are more united with you. We are more Christ-like. So that each suffering is the salvation of some of the people of God on earth.